Tonight on Life on the Rock, we have Tom Zimmer. I'll give a reflection and much more. Welcome to Life on the Rock. Tonight, our guest is Tom Zimmer. We interviewed him at the last SEEK conference, and he is with Core Expeditions. This is an outreach from Wyoming Catholic College, but now it's their outdoor program, usually like maybe three weeks. They go out into the outdoors and have a program, but it's been opened up to all different kinds of groups, seminarians or Catholic groups, youth groups, even families. You can design your own course. So Tom's going to talk about that with us tonight.
Yeah, and we had a great experience there at SEEK and just really see the faith of a lot of young people and just the work and activity going on. So it's really interesting to listen to Tom Zimmer's story. And we're now going to a reflection with Father Mark.
I love being outside. It's just such a breath of fresh air. I can relax. You know, this natural world was made for us. The Church Fathers spoke of the natural world as the first book of revelation of God to us, that He reveals Himself. He reveals His beauty, His mystery, His majesty to us through the natural world. You know, I'd encourage you all, I know in our busy lives, and especially in all our screen time and the virtual world which we live in, to take a break, 10, 15 minutes to go outside. Just notice things. Thank God for things you see. Let it speak to you. Let it nourish you. It has a way of calming us when we step outside. We can take a walk. It relaxes us. And it points us to God. It makes us grateful. We see something bigger and even more beautiful than anything else that we have in the world. Be faithful to that gift, to thank God for it, to let it lead you to prayer. Tom Zimmer, welcome to Life on the Rock.
Thank you.
You're a returning guest.
Yes. So
good to have you back. And years ago, we went out to Lander, Wyoming to do a show on the camp or in the area of Wyoming Catholic College where you work. First, tell us a little about Wyoming Catholic College.
Wyoming Catholic College. So when you were there, I wasn't quite there yet. I started in 2012.
Okay.
And so I've been there for 12 years now. Tiny little school in Lander, Wyoming. Mm. It's a great books program. Mm. We have typically around 50 freshmen a year. So our total size right now is 200 students. And basically we are an amazing different school that is unlike any. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things that I get to be involved in is I run the outdoor program for them. Mm-hmm. And so the outdoor program is part of every student's experience there. So very academic heavy, but then I get to throw them outside. So mm-hmm. you kind of get, we really talk about mind, body, and spirit,
right.
You know, forming the whole person. Mm-hmm. And we really hit the body side, mm-hmm. meaning get throwing them outside. And we throw them outside not only so they get that experience of beauty and wonder, but also learning leadership in that environment.
Yeah, and that's the key term, wonder, right? This is a great books program.
Yes.
Based on John Senior, what he did at
yes.
Kansas University.
Yeah.
And I think, isn't that their motto, something that let them wonder or let them learn?
Yeah, a lot it? Of like, yeah. If you read kind of John Senior stuff, uh-huh. a lot of about stargazing and gymnastics
yeah.
and, you know, being involved in the whole person.
Yeah.
And not just being, the academic side's great, but
yeah.
but he really wanted to make sure that it went beyond just being in the books.
Right.
Yeah, and we call it God's first book of being out in nature.
Right.
And in fact, our very first class that the students get as freshmen, like welcome to the college, every freshman goes out on a 21-day backpacking trip in the Wind River Range or in the Teton Wilderness, which mm-hmm. is all right there in Wyoming, just a couple hours from our campus in Lander.
Yeah.
And so all the men are out yeah. there and all the women are out there doing a 21-day backpacking trip as their first
right.
course.
Right. So you're looking at beautiful mountains, you're looking at star-filled nights.
Yes.
You're reading Aristotle by day and Dante.
Yep.
And so you're filled with wonder. I like the connection too with just the human body. I didn't know about the gymnastics part, but yeah, just exercising, using your body.
Yes.
That's yep. part of that whole wonder. And
exactly.
Experiencing
exactly,
yep. God's creation.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Wyoming Catholic College also has this outreach called the CORE Expedition. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so about 7 years ago, after I'd been there for a few years, mm-hmm. and we started having graduates, and we started in 2007, so we didn't have people actually entering mm-hmm. the world right, as graduates right. until 4 years after that. Yeah. But basically, once people started hearing about us, and you know, our students would go out, and all of a sudden, wait, you went to Wyoming Catholic College? They have an outdoor program. Right. Oh, I want to do that. We started getting phone calls, and initially, I had a 9-month contract, and then I said, wait a minute, what are we doing here? And we talked to the board and everybody, and said, we need to be offering this. So now we offer it. It's an outreach program, and so mm-hmm. CORE Expeditions has kind of really blown up because of the need that's out there. Uh-huh. And so now, you know, originally it was like, hey, unless you're a college student, you can't do this. But 7 years ago, we started doing our first round of trips. We did 4 trips the first year. We had only 2 staff at that point. The next year, we hired a few more staff. And now we have over 18 full-time year-round staff, mm-hmm. another 20 during the summer, and we run over 100 trips. And we run trips for seminaries, high schools, youth groups, colleges, Catholic organizations. Like I said, over 100 trips a year. We do a few trips that are called open enrollment, which is, you know, the random students from around kind of gathering mm-hmm. together and doing a trip. But a lot of our trips are contract trips. Eagle Eye Ministries is one of our first clients, and Father Nathan Cromley, yeah. he's been doing it since.
And he runs his own trips.
Yeah,
too,
so he's got a separate Catholic organization. Right. He used to do trips where he'd go out into the backcountry. And then we started talking, and I said, hey, do you have wilderness first aid?
Yeah.
Do you have satellite phones? Right. And he's like, no, but I love the outdoors and I want to do this.
Yeah.
So actually the first trip that he called me on was probably 8 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he hired 2 of my students who went to Norway and did a trip for him in Norway.
Oh, wow.
Since then, he now does all Eagle Eye Ministry trips are basically contracted through CORE.
Oh.
So you're going with Eagle Eye Ministries,
okay.
but then you're actually doing a CORE trip. So we work with even Focus. We've run probably 20 trips with Focus. So a Focus campus can say, hey, you know, instead of us going here for spring break, we're going to come to Moab and we're going to do a CORE trip. And so then Focus does that. We've also done training trips for Focus missionaries. And then, you know, tons of other Catholic organizations. We work with over 10 seminaries every year, and basically do programs like for their propedeutic year and things like that.
So these are trips offered year round, and you have 18 members on your staff to run them.
Yep.
And I thought it was interesting too that now the church requires what they call a propedeutic year. So you go to seminary, you got to take a year off from the academics. Some guys get spent in a parish, but this could be part of that year.
Yeah.
Talk about that work.
Yeah, so probably the best example is we have been doing this for a formation year for the CFR men there. And so Father Innocence has worked with us for, I believe, 5 years now. And they do a 21-day backpacking trip as part of their formation year.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically they come out to Moab, Utah. They spend 3 weeks in the desert in November.
Yeah.
He personally really tries to push these guys, you know, they're going to live a difficult life as the CFR and basically like uses that desert experience to really kind of get them ready for like the formation that they need. We've done, like I said, we've worked with probably over 10 different seminaries. So that's where a seminary can bring like a group of their men, their 10 men who are in their formation year.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, whether it's in the summertime and they're backpacking, whether it's in the spring or fall and they go desert backpacking, or even in the wintertime we do ski.
That's a lot of like from the United States. That's like, that's seemed like all the seminary.
We're really now that there is this kind of mandated propedutic year, we're starting to pick up a little more of that and do that.
And so maybe a diocese wants to do this with their men, would it be like a few week trip or would it be longer?
Yeah, so the great thing is all those trips that I was talking about, those kind of contract trips, they're all customized for the client.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, you know, seminary calls us, says, hey, we have this window in April and we have 22 men that we need to take out. And we say, great, and we'll design a course specifically for them.
Yeah.
We've done trips for schools as large as 80 kids who come out. Now, they're not in the backcountry with 80 because that's too many.
Yeah.
But we might camp together. We actually have a beautiful property in Moab, Utah that has over 250 acres.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of can camp there as larger groups.
Yeah.
And then during the day, we'll split them up into smaller groups of 10 to 15. And we'll go do, we have a Via Ferrata, rock climbing, canyoneering, overnight backpacking.
Yeah.
So we can bring larger groups. But most of the time when we're actually in the wilderness, it's going to be groups of around 15.
Yeah. So you do, you're in Colorado, Wyoming?
Yeah, our main place is Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah.
Okay.
We have a property in Colorado that we use. Uh-huh. We have property in Utah, and then, of course, Wyoming. And then mainly where we really do our trips is in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 18 different permits in those three states, as well as Oregon, where we have permits to run rivers, to be in the wilderness, you know, the working with the Forest Service and BLM and things like that.
Yeah.
So.
And you wear a cowboy hat the whole time?
Some of the Wyoming Catholic College students wear the cowboy hat when they go on trips. But
you're more technical. But,
yeah.
But we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Tom Zimmer in just a moment. Okay, so Tom, a group can come to you, they can bring, like Focus, maybe bring some of their own formation into it, but you also can provide or do provide some. Talk about what you provide.
Yeah. So our program, we have kind of each evening, we have elements, we call them our four pillars. So beauty and wonder, and then community, leadership, and identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the formation that we have. Now, again, our custom courses really are custom. So Father Nathan Cromley, when he brings Eagle Eye Ministries, he says, hey, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. And then he tells us what he wants our staff to do.
Right.
But he does a lot of the programming himself.
Right.
Some programs, we've had focus trips where the focus missionaries come with a group of people and they say, this is what we want to do. And we say, great. And we've also had focus trips where they say, we didn't plan anything, or like we have other things happening, but we want you to do your core trip. And so we just do our programming.
Uh-huh.
So the custom courses truly are really allowing the client to kind of do what they do what they want and ask us what we can do. A lot of our trips, most of our trips have priests on them. I think this year we were at about 98%. I think we only had a few trips this year that did not have a priest.
Uh-huh.
And of course, when we have a priest, we'll have daily mass, we'll have adoration. Sometimes we do longer trips, especially most of the seminaries like to do a 24-hour solo, where for 24 hours there's adoration with solo. So we'll have adoration happening, and then the men are out on solo, like by themselves, and really having that like self-reflective time. And then we kind of shift them into hour-long adoration times. We also have other groups that really want to develop leadership. So we've worked with other Catholic organizations that send their missionaries for formation training. Not that we're necessarily forming them, but what we do is we teach leadership. And so they might come with their own dean or their own formator who will do things, but then they ask us to teach leadership.
Right.
And one thing that we do not only at the college, but we also do it with CORE, is we offer leadership kind of theory training, but then also the hands-on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you went to a typical college and learned leadership or got a degree in leadership, you would read a lot of books. But what's great about the outdoors is the outdoors puts you in a novel environment that's difficult, real decisions that have to be made with real consequences.
Yeah.
And so we not only give them the hands-on experience of that leadership and those decision-making, give them feedback, but we also teach them leadership theory, you know, what's your leadership style, different ways to make, you know, risk management decisions, how to deal with conflict, all kinds of things like that.
Yeah. And what do you see, like, maybe you're talking about men coming out of the culture today, what are some of the leadership things you all have to really kind of make up for, whatever damage is done by our culture?
Yeah. The easiest way to say is a lot of our seminary trips that come out and what they ask for. So when they say, we want this trip, we say, great, what do you want out of your trip? And they say, we want our men to be pushed physically. And I think that happens when the more that we're like tied to our phones and living indoors, the more we're kind of losing that grit. So I think that's a big one.
Right.
Community is a big one. I've worked with many seminaries who they say like are men, they're not like studying together, they're not throwing football together, they're kind of like isolating in their rooms, and so they come on a core trip and all of a sudden for, you know, 8 days straight, they are completely surrounded by these 12 people sharing tents with each other, hiking on the trail, cooking meals in small groups. And so they develop their community really well, and they go back to campus. And I've heard a lot of feedback where they come back to campus and all of a sudden they actually are studying together and hanging out together and actually having a community. And I think the phone in general, which is a beautiful part of Wyoming Catholic College, we don't allow our students to have cell phones. And so you take that away from somebody who kind of grew up with a cell phone in their hand, and all of a sudden, like, if you grow up with a cell phone in your hand, your sense of community is very different. Then all of a sudden now you have no phones and you're really diving into the people that are surrounding you.
And the concept of wonder, what do you tell the guys, maybe they're on this trip, to how do they cultivate wonder? What do you tell them to do?
Well, a lot of it is God does all the work. I always talk to our staff, like, you know, just take people outside. So 90% of what happens is just because we're in the wilderness. We're in this amazing setting. And obviously our staff keep them safe and provide the programming that makes that happen. But really, you get people outside, and the first time they've seen maybe a real sunset that's not through a window, or the first time that they've really seen stars. I mean, and I'm talking stars. You know, really, when you read scripture about, you know, all these things, whether it's in the desert or whatever, it's like all of a sudden it's real, and you're cold and you can't just go into a warm car or into a warm house. So I think a lot of that element of being in God's environment is going to build that wonder. But a lot of what we do is we try to make sure that they have actual time where, you know, you can have an outdoor program where you just force feed tons of programming, and we want to make sure I've definitely seen that in my career. But we're really trying to make sure that we have elements of the day where, so one thing that we do is we call Kairos time. So 15 minutes, maybe in the morning, maybe in the afternoon, maybe 30 minutes, depends on the day. But go find a quiet spot and just sit and look around. And no one to talk to, no cell phone to keep you busy. And all of a sudden now you're looking at those beautiful things. You're noticing the little things of the little ants crawling around and the bird flying by, but you're also looking at the grandeur of the giant mountains that you're at, that you're looking at, or the desert, wherever you are.
I know it hit me one time I was driving, and it's like I'm sitting there like fooling with the controls to get the air conditioner, the heater just right, the music just right, and it's like we can put all this energy into just assembling everything around us. Just you go out in the woods, right? You have some deprivation. It has a way of opening you up, right? It quiets our constant desire to satisfy our senses, type thing.
And also, it really opens up the imagination. And that's a big part of why our freshmen go out and do this 21-day trip at the beginning, because then they're going to go read these great books. And so, you know, if you didn't have that, you might miss out on the fact that there's this now this beautiful poem, and maybe you're like, ah, who cares about this poem? Well, wait a minute. Now you're hearing this poem, and you're hearing, and you're maybe remembering the things that you experienced because you just spent 21 days in the backcountry.
And what you referenced too about like being the first book of Revelation, we think about scripture, God talking to us. Well, this is the first book that it comes from his hands for us. He's talking to us through creation, our creator, the one we're made in his image, you know? So I think he knows how to reach us. And if we can just slow down and marvel at that, right? And back to the leadership a second, is, you talk about different styles. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Maybe a couple styles.
So one of our models that we teach is kind of your leadership style. And so there's tons of different models, but this is the one that we use. There's driver, relationship master, analyst architect, and spontaneous motivator. So the driver, which I am, a driver is like very focused on the goal and like, you know, really making things happen. Relationship master is a person that focuses on the person. And then there's the person the spontaneous motivator. They're the person who's really trying to get people energy. And then the analyst architect is the person who's really excited about the nitty gritty things. And so as a driver,
you can be pessimistic saying this is a problem, this is a problem.
Well, they all have like drivers. I'm less focused on certain things. So all of these different components have pros and cons. And so the idea though is to find out like, great, these are my pros and I can like really work towards this. But these are the things that I struggle in. Yeah. And therefore, I need to make sure I do that. Now, one thing we really talk about that is that, you know, sure, I'm naturally a driver.
Yeah.
But if I'm leading a group, there needs to be those three other things. Now, either I can find somebody, maybe in people in the group that can kind of fill in those voids for me, or I need to learn to actually become a relationship master when it's needed. I need to learn how to motivate my group when it's needed. I need to learn how to analyze and be an architect when it needs to happen. And so a lot of it is like the self-awareness of what are you, and then also like, how can I actually develop the things that I'm missing so that I can be the best leader possible.
Right, right.
And it's really cool because when we do this, there's a lot of traits that come out.
Yeah.
And so I might think I'm this thing, but now I just spent a week with all these men.
Yeah.
And then all these men are now, when I say, I'm this person, I'm, no, you're not. Remember yesterday you did this and the day before you did that? And all of a sudden like, oh, maybe I do come across as a different person. Yeah. Or I'm really bad at this and say, no, you did really good at this. Or I'm really good at this and say, no, you need feedback on that. Yeah. So what's cool about being in the wilderness with a small group of people is that we allow them to try to really be real with each other, and they become real with each other very quickly. After one or two days, you're talking about real topics, about real things that matter to you, because you can only be like the, you know, kind of the honeymoon phase for so long before you start getting real.
And it seemed like to learn to be interdependent, right? The analyst guy maybe has to work with the strong leader.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
So like,
I mean, there are staff on my team that if I didn't have them, core would not be where we are because there's so many things that I'm not good at.
Yeah.
And I've got an amazing leadership team, Zach and Sarah and Carl and Marissa, who just fill in all these voids that I don't have. So it's huge.
So men and women, we've been talking about men, but women go out on these trips.
Oh, we have, over half of my staff are men and half of my staff are women.
Yeah.
We do a lot of co-ed trips.
Yeah.
But of course, because of the seminaries and the formation of men, we do a lot of trips for the seminaries. One thing that we actually do in the summer now is we just got approval from our bishop to do a 10-week seminary program, which is basically, you know, for all the seminarians out there or the formation directors who, when seminaries closed for the summertime and they're trying to find different places for those seminarians, one option they have now is to send them to CORE during the summer. And it's a 10-week experience. It starts with a 3-week backpacking trip with those 8 to 10 men that will be living on campus for those 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. After that, they get to spend other weeks, whether they want to be with college students, high school students, family formation, but they get to kind of like pick and choose because we have a bunch of, you know, we'll have over 60 trips this summer.
Yeah.
And then they spend a week with Christ in the City as well in Denver. Yes. So they get to spend a week working with the poor and other things that are happening as well.
Right.
Wilderness first aid training, things like that.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you so much for the time, but good to see you again.
Yes, you too. Thanks so much.
Brother John, what'd you think?
Well, I thought you had a great quote in the interview that when you said that nature quiets our constant desire to satisfy our senses. And how true that is. Because when you're out in nature, there's so many things that we don't have control of. In one sense, we're just kind of exposed to the world around us. But we have to adjust. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very critical because, you know, it also teaches us how to listen, gaze, how to really appreciate the beauty around us.
And I like what he said. They tell the guys, and every day, go out 15 minutes at least, just notice. You know, notice the beauty around you, have that sense of wonder. God speaks to us in this first book of Revelation of nature. He's speaking to us in that of who He is. Well, may our Heavenly Father shine His face upon you. May He give you His peace. May He fill you with this sense of wonder at the beauty of God's creation. May God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next week on Life on the Rock.
Just wanna praise you, but they laughing at him. Formed us from the very dust of earth and called him Adam. There's only one God. Yeah, don't you forget it.
All the stars in the sky, yeah, he gets the credit. Wish upon that star, king of kings of who you are. Never lost and never far, can't comprehend. It's so bizarre, but he's our God, we know his name. Trumpet blast, voice proclaim, all transforming, not the same. Turn from sin to where all change, yeah, you know that. Look in the past, it's a throwback. Look for my head with the skull cap. Changing the back from the dull rap with a love tap, and it's so sad. Millions of people just go mad, yelling and fighting with no pep. Walking around with a bad face like a nomad. There's a problem and we gotta face it. They always talk in heaven but they never chase it. We searching for the truth while they go replace it. I'ma start from the basic and say that
I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you. You, 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 yeah. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you. You, 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 you.